This is Jay Sekulow. More outrageous comments from the American Atheist Association on that cross in the 9/11 Memorial Museum.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
They're taking this opportunity to put in a 17-tall steel monument to Christianity in a public museum funded by public money in a religious ceremony by a priest who consecrated the public ground, and they have the gall to say that this is not a religious event. Well, we differ. American atheists have just as much ownership of this museum as everybody else. A lot of atheists died on 9/11, and we demand equal representation.
But you did not have a symbol that was found in the wreckage of Ground Zero.
No, that's because there are no symbols of atheism. There are symbols of Christianity in the shape of crosses. We are not asking, we are not demanding that the cross be removed. We are demanding equal representation.
I know.
The cross
you want a big A. You want a big
we
A in the middle of
the... We want something, but they will not allow us because of bigotry.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
They're trying to destroy our society and leave a mess in its place like they did on 9/11. You can be atheist if you want. Just don't stop the rest of America for doing what's right.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, today is the last day to get your name on the brief that we are filing today in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. We have crossed the threshold of 150,000 signatures, and I want to push this up to 160,000 by the end of today, if possible. So, folks, we're going to ask you in a few moments to participate. More news being made on it on this cross issue this weekend. I want to play for you a soundbite, a statement from the president of the American Atheist Association, where he gets into this whole discussion about what they are really looking for. Listen to number 25.
But you did not have a symbol that was found in the wreckage of Ground Zero. I mean, if there had been, I know one of your demands has been maybe put up a giant A in the museum. If such a relic had been found in the midst of the rubble, they would likely display it, but none was.
No, that's because there are no symbols of atheism. There are symbols of Christianity in the shape of crosses.
So you've got him completely contradicting himself in one sentence where he says, yes, he wants to have a demand of the giant A put up, Jordan, and then he says, no, there is no symbol of atheism.
Yeah, and what the truth is, and what I appreciate about what Megyn Kelly did, I encourage people to watch this and post it on my the Jordan Sekulow Show Facebook page so they could see, is that she asked him about that injury, saying, you know, you've made this claim that people are getting emotional distress and dyspepsia and their stomach's hurting. Listen to Byte 29.
You also claim that this is causing emotional distress to you and other atheists and dyspepsia and headaches.
I think really? It's important to know. I think it's important to know that when our rights are trampled, we have the right to refuse it. We have the right
but
to complain.
But you're not answering my question.
And
really?
What?
Who's suffering dyspepsia and headaches because of this?
We have several complainants who are suffering, but the point
they'll
is...
They'll testify to that in a court of law under oath that they are suffering from dyspepsia and headaches because of the knowing that this is in this museum?
Yes, and the World Trade Center will argue that the cross isn't Christian under oath as well. We'll see who's telling the truth.
So they're going to have someone go into a witness in a federal court and say, I have a headache, knowing that these two steel beams in the shape of a cross that survived 9/11, that became a place of solace for many, they're going to go into court and say, I have headaches, I have got emotional disturbance, knowing that the cross is there and maybe never even seeing it. That's what they're alleging. Folks, we want to talk to you on air. If you want to talk to us about this issue, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You got to ask yourself, what is it about this cross that's got them so upset? 1-800-684-3110. Now, last day for you to sign on to this brief, folks. We have crossed 150,000. We want to keep going today. You go to your phones right now and call us and add your name to this brief, 1-877-989-2255. They're saying they're getting a headache over this. 877-989-2255. You can also, by the way, sign up on the brief. Last day to do it at aclj.org. Go to the social media as well. Like it on Facebook, as over 20,000 people have. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. This is it, folks. Last day to sign on. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
The cross remains. The smoke, the tears.
All right, you've been hearing from the president of the American Atheist Association. Let me play for you number 30. This is Joe Connor. He was a New Yorker who lost a cousin in 9/11. He was also interviewed by Megan. Here's what he had to say in response to the questions.
Joining me now to discuss the other side is Joe Connor. He lost his cousin on 9/11. He fled the attacks in downtown New York with his brother that morning. Joe, good to see you. Your thoughts, first of all, in the response to the interview you just heard.
I'm angry. I'm angry that we are forced to defend this. This was an artifact. Maybe that's what he wants to call it. But it was found at the World Trade Center. It inspired inspiration among all those people who were down there at Ground Zero.
And that is really, Jordan, you were talking about this during the break, that's really what's bugging the American Atheist Association.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they'll go so far as to say, I mean, this was interesting part of Megyn Kelly's interview. She asked, what about if a church had been destroyed? This is to David Silverman, the head of American Atheists, the head of the group who's filed the lawsuit by 27. Take a listen.
So if a church had been destroyed right next to the Twin Towers on 9/11 and the altar was found amidst the rubble and they wanted to put that altar in the museum, would you have a problem with that?
No. Actually, that would be a piece of history. This is just a steel girder that has been turned into an icon after the event, by Christians who wanted to get this installed in the memorial to the exclusion of everybody else.
I don't think anybody who saw those beams as the cross were thinking about a memorial 11 years later. That is not what people were thinking about while they were doing the cleanup effort. That is not what people were thinking about on 9/11. I think for him to say that about religious people, to think that the only reason they identified this is so that maybe someday, a decade in the future or more, we can put this in a museum about the tragedy that happened here this day. But the bigger part is, the altar, it's already there. What David Silverman and these atheists can't stand is that out of those two beams, the American people, even those who weren't Christians, understood the symbolism of the cross. And that's what drives them to file a lawsuit to say, put a giant A up or take that cross down.
By the way, a case that I argued at the Supreme Court of the United States 2 years back actually serves, which was a unanimous decision. Remember that Ten Commandments monument was in Utah. We won that unanimously, that the government could take that monument without having to take an anti-Ten Commandments monument. That law is going to help us. That decision is going to help us in this case as well. So we're very pleased that decision came out a couple of years ago, and we'll be able to use that in defense here. Folks, I want to encourage you to sign on to this brief. This is the last day for you to do it. We're going to stand up to the American Atheist Association, who said they're both emotionally, physically, mentally ill, knowing the cross is going to be placed in the museum. It is in the museum. And also concerned, ready for this, that some of their people never saw the cross actually in person, but they saw it on TV, and that got them sick as well. If you want to add your name to that brief, last day to do it is today, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go right to the phones.
Linda calling in from New York on line 4. Linda, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jay. Hey, Jay, I used to be an atheist, okay?
Okay.
And what I don't understand about these people, if they're atheists and they really don't believe in God, what do they care? What is the main issue? And they're not anti-theist because obviously they want other religions represented. So what are they? They're anti-something.
Their venom, if you will, is aimed at Christians. You don't ever see them saying anything about the Quran. You don't hear them talking about a mosque. You don't hear them talking about a star and crescent. It is the cross that is what bothers them. Let's just be blunt and honest. That is the thing that bothers them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely right. And I think what you do have to see here as well, Linda, is a situation where there are many atheists who are very outspoken atheists. Susan Jacoby, who writes for Washington Post in it as their atheist writer, who has called this ridiculous, this lawsuit, who I think do understand that to be an atheist means that these symbols you may not like or agree with, but like other people from other faiths, doesn't drive you crazy. It doesn't make you physically ill. It doesn't mean you need to file a lawsuit. It doesn't mean you can't recognize the significance of the symbolism for what it means in the United States of America. It goes back to what I say, Dad, and what I've said over and over again. The problem with this cross is that people did see it as the symbol, exactly what David Silberman said. And it became the symbol because that's immediately what people in the United States of America associate that with, is the cross and a symbol of hope.
Exactly right. Folks, again, this is it. Last day to sign on to this brief. Over 150,000 of you have. You want to, ACLJ.org. I encourage you to sign on to it today. This is it. Last day to sign on to it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information posted to the website as well. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air about this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, let's go right back to the phone. Xavier calling from California on line 3. Xavier, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Xavier.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, just want to thank you guys for a lot of the work you guys are doing as far as making this stuff on air. Hey, my comment is, it seems to me like I see these guys trying to, like you say, bring Christianity down, bring the Bible down, bring Christians down, because, first of all, they say they want to be equal. I see them trying to, bring us down through words like bigotry, and that's my biggest comment, is that...
Yeah, and the interesting thing here is, Xavier, is that you look at who's the censor here. The censor is the American Atheist Association. They want this removed. And by the way, they're conflicted. Sometimes they say they want it removed. Sometimes they want to have their symbol. And then they acknowledge, oh, we don't have a symbol. So this is the nature of what we're dealing with and the nature of the situation. Jordan had a very interesting caller on his program last week. She was a flight attendant on one of the 9/11 targeted flights. Her name is Susan. Let's go ahead and play that one.
Susan is calling from Utah on line 6. Susan, welcome to the Jordan Secchio Show.
Good morning. I was actually in New York on a United Airlines flight. I am a previous United Airlines flight attendant, and we were a targeted flight. I was looking out the window watching it happen, and I find it outrageous that they want to take this down. I can assure you on that morning we weren't praying to the air when we realized what was happening. And I want to point out that as people don't wear a cross or wear a Star of David or wear their burqa or whatever they're wearing for their religious symbols, I have no right to say you can't do that because it makes me sick to my stomach. This is part of what happened at 9/11. We didn't create this out of thin air. This was a remnant of the destruction that day, and they've kept it. And no one has the right to take that down.
I thought Susan's call was great because she put it right into the perspective, and the perspective there, of course, is that this was, in effect, something that survived this. People took solace in that cross, and it's part of the history of 9/11. And what David is trying to do with his American Atheist Association is rewrite the history. That's really what he's trying to do here. We have to understand that is exactly what they say. Listen to number 28. This is, again, talking about the bigotry and all this. Take a listen.
And I want to make something clear, Megan. We are not asking, we are not demanding that the cross be removed. We are demanding equal representation.
I know.
The cross
can
stay.
You want a big A. You want a big A in the middle of the museum.
We want something, and we will pay for it, but they will not allow us because of bigotry.
Okay, it really, except I'm reading from their complaint, paragraph B, an injunction against the continued display of the cross in the September 11th Memorial Museum, and then he wants until such time as equal space is granted to non-Christian Americans for similar memorials. Really? And then asks what his symbol is. He says we don't have one. Folks, they say they're getting sick, physically ill. What we're doing is responding in court. That's what you do with these things. Again, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to add your name to a brief. Let's get another call in here before the break.
Yeah, Alex calling from Arkansas on line one. Alex, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Alex.
Hi. My question is, why is every other religion supposed to be persecuted or persecuting Christians, but every other religion can go out freely and protest and do whatever they want?
Well, we live in a free country that allows protest. You ask yourself a good question. Why is it, Jordan, that the American atheists pick on Christians and Christian symbols? That's because that is, if you look at their lawsuits, that's kind of where they go.
Yeah, remember, they also wanted to file a lawsuit against the Seven in Heaven Way street sign in New York for seven first responder firefighters who died on 9/11. This is an actual statement from the president of American Atheist, David Silverman. He said, as president of American Atheist Organization, I promise to make sure that everyone, even those who are indifferent to our cause, will hate us. And this is why I think the Washington Post's spirited atheist writer, Susan Jacoby, who is no friend of the Christian right or conservatives, said that his lawsuit here against the Ground Zero Cross misconstrues the First Amendment and questioned whether he even believes this nonsense, called it frivolous. I mean, this is atheist activists calling this lawsuit frivolous and saying that it's nonsense.
All right, folks, this is it. Last day for you to sign on to this brief going into the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand up and fight back on this. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up online as well. I encourage you to get information at the website and sign on to the social media as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This time, an atheist group has gone too far. A lawsuit has been filed to remove a cross from a new museum at Ground Zero. This cross consists of two intersecting steel beams that survived the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11. Now, an atheist group claims the cross needs to go. Why? They claim they're suffering both physical and emotional damages from the existence of the cross. That's right, the mere existence of the cross has brought on headaches, indigestion, even mental pain. These claims are ridiculous, so is the lawsuit. The ACLJ is poised to file an amicus brief backing the constitutionality of the cross, and that brief will be filed in just a few days. We need to hear from you right now. Stand with the ACLJ and tell the court it's time to reject this anti-God strategy. Don't let atheists rewrite the Constitution. Constitution. Add your name to our brief to support the Ground Zero Cross. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Last day to sign on to the brief for the Ground Zero Cross case. I encourage you to go to aclj.org or call 1-877-989-2255 to add your name, and we're going to go right back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Lee calling in from Kentucky online, too. Lee, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Lee.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I was wondering if you guys would represent me. I have headaches and dyspepsia and physical and emotional discomfort from just the concept of knowing that somebody would want to remove this cross. And I'm wondering, could we file suit against the Atheist Association?
I'm going to play for you. I want to encourage you to listen on here, Lee. Let's play number 29 because Megyn Kelly did a – you can tell Megyn was a lawyer and is a lawyer with the questions she asked the president of the American Atheist Association. Take a listen to this colloquy.
You also claim that this is causing emotional distress to you and other atheists and dyspepsia and headaches.
I think really? It's important to know. I think it's important to know that when our rights are trampled, we have the right to refuse it. We have the right
but
to complain.
But you're not answering my question.
And
really?
What?
Who's suffering dyspepsia and headaches because of this?
We have several complainants who are suffering, but the point
they'll
is...
They'll testify to that in a court of law under oath that they are suffering from dyspepsia and headaches because of the knowing that this is in this museum?
Yes, and the World Trade Center will argue that the cross isn't Christian under oath as well. We'll see who's telling the truth.
Do you believe that the World Trade Center Museum is going to get into a theological argument, or are they going to say, no, this is a piece of history from the 9/11 attacks, which is what they're going to say because, folks, that's what it is. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. By the way, Jordan will be taking your calls as well, so keep calling again, 800-684-3110.
April calling in from Colorado, online 4. April, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, April.
I just want to say three quick things. I'm not an atheist. I'm a born-again Christian. If I walk past an atheist sign, it doesn't bother me in the least, except for me to say, you're wrong. It's convicting. Whether you're brought up atheist or brought up Catholic or whatever, the cross story is there, and it's convicting, and that's why it makes them sick, if they're even telling the truth.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. And, Jordan, you've been following – it's not just this group, but you've been following these atheist groups. You had a whole series you did on this, and they are militant about this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the whole organization's behind these efforts. Again, the word heaven was too much for them in a street renaming where the street wasn't actually renamed. They were just putting a sign up by a fire station where seven first responders on the attacks of 9/11 were killed. So it was called Seven in Heaven Way. Their family supported that, but the atheists thought that the word heaven was too offensive. The word heaven, which again can be related to a number of different religious faiths. This is why these groups, I don't know why they keep saying, you know, we want to be hated. When in fact the situation is people look at what they do and they can't even take it seriously, except for you do have to take the lawsuit seriously. But the truth is their animus towards Christianity is their focus. It is their target. They think that you are somehow not as smart, not as intelligent as they are. But then, of course, you dive into their discussions and you realize these are people for whatever various different religions reasons have some hatred towards religious faith, specifically Christianity, and feel like they need to constantly be attacking it, talking about it, discussing it, and tearing the theology down. When, in fact, most atheists, I still believe, that aren't these activist atheists, just move on with their life. They may not be religious people with, faith. They don't really understand the concept, and they move along in their day and in the work that they do. But this group, they want to tear you down. They want to remove every vestige of religious history from the United States of America, and they really can't stand that their country, that these two beams can become a symbol like that. That's the point of this, that there was no atheist symbol there, and that no one was looking for an atheist symbol. No one pointed out an atheist symbol because that's not what people in the United States really do.
Well, you're right. And the fact of the matter is they filed this lawsuit, though, in federal court trying to get this cross removed from the 9/11 Memorial Museum, folks, and we're fighting. We don't just talk about it on air. And I have to say first a huge thank you to the over, ready for this, folks, over 150,000 of you who have contacted us and added your name to the brief. Actually, online alone, 151,788. So let's do this. Let's get that up to 152,000. And let's, with the phone calls that have come in, we're probably well over now 155, 158. So we're getting really close to 160,000. So again, go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to add your name. And as I said, we're at 151,788 right now and growing, which is absolutely great. And a huge thank you to our ACLJ friends and members. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Barbara calling in from Kentucky on line four. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Are you there?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, when you just played that remark for the atheist talking, he said that the people from the museum would testify that that cross wasn't Christian. Well, if it's not Christian, why are they complaining about it, and why does it make them sick?
Yeah, there you go. Great point. They're complaining about it because they know it's a symbol, and it's a symbol of hope, and that's what they don't want. I mean, that's at the end of the day that the reality is whether you like them or not, I'm talking about the atheist groups here, no matter what your view is of them, they have filed a federal lawsuit here. That's what we need to focus on. They have filed a federal lawsuit. So when they file a federal lawsuit, we respond. And that's exactly what we're doing. They want to eliminate the whole cross from that museum because basically they want to retell their version of the 9/11 facts rather than the actual version of what happened at 9/11 and the symbolism that remained. Hey, folks, I want to encourage you, stay on the line. Jordan will be taking your calls during his program at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So hang on the line there. We'll get to you. Let's get another call in.
Bruce calling in from Colorado on line five. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys. I've got a tongue-in-cheek comment. You know, if atheism, you know, stands for unbelief, and so they don't really believe in anything or nothing, can you just, you know, throw a box in the corner at the museum with nothing in it to represent their non-belief?
Well, they say they don't have a symbol for their non-belief, even though they're demanding in their complaint access for their symbol that they don't have. That shows you kind of how this lawsuit has been framed. Hey, folks, we get ready to close the broadcast out. Let me tell you exactly where we are. As it stands right now, we have received over 151,878 signups for this brief. That's what I said, 151,878. 20,940 people have liked this on Facebook. We want to push this over, certainly on this broadcast, over to 152. We've had thousands more have called in, so we're probably close to 160,000 signatures, which is just incredible for this brief going in to the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. I've done a lot of cases up there, so I'm glad that we'll have this kind of help from you. Again, this is it, folks. Last day for you to sign it for this brief. This brief's going in today. So, again, aclj.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. Again, if you want to sign on to this brief, it's the Committee to Protect the Ground Zero Cross in the 9/11 Memorial Museum. You go to aclj.org. You can sign up online there. We're getting really close to 152,000. Or you can go to aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. I just refreshed the page. We're at 151,903. So let's get over 152,000 at aclj.org. And if you can't get to your computer, you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can also go to aclj.org, and you can certainly sign up online. Very close to 152,000, or 877-989-2255, or aclj.org. Stay tuned for the Jordan Sekulow Show.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.